This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, the new U.S. Congress begins its work today. And, of course, the partisan bickering has already resumed. Just a few days into the new year, Chapel Hill has seen another incident involving a pedestrian being struck by a vehicle. This time it happened at Metamod yesterday morning. And we're entering the heart of flu season across the Tar Heel State. It looks like this year's version of the virus is particularly dangerous. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carver Road traffic and weather together. And it's going to be a cold forecast coming up in the next few days. In WCHL Championship Sports, tough loss for North Carolina last night. Number 18 North Carolina men's basketball team fell to number 13 Notre Dame, 71-70 at the Smith Center. And
going small almost came up big for the Tar Heels.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05, 29 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, and actually a pretty nice day on the way for today. Mostly sunshine with a high about 50 degrees, mild temperatures. A little bit windy later on today, but nothing to worry about tonight. Partly cloudy and cold with a low in the upper 20s. Then tomorrow, the problems come in. We have a slight chance of sprinkles or flurries early tomorrow. And then temperatures will fall in the afternoon all the way down to about 10 tomorrow night. The new U.S. Congress begins its work today, and of course the partisan bickering has already resumed. What would you expect? Not just in Washington, but also in Raleigh, of course, where the North Carolina General Assembly is about to reconvene. Americans in general say they are tired of it. So do North Carolinians in particular, but are we any closer to the day when the bickering subsides? In Chapel Hill, Mayor Mark Kleinsmith says he's proud that Orange County provided an historical number of votes for Senator Hagan's unsuccessful re-election bid back in November. But Kleinsmith adds that also shows the difference between Orange County and the majority of North Carolina. And as 2015 begins, the mayor says it's time to find some common goals in a challenging political climate. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
The people of Chapel Hill and Orange County are going to get very little attention or interest on the issues that we care about from our legislature, our governor, our U.S. Senate, or anyone in Congress if we don't figure out a way to have conversations across the political divides.
Speaking to WCHL recently, Kleinschmidt, a Democrat, praised Republican Governor Pat McCrory for reaching across the divide on one issue that's important to them both.
I think the governor has shown us that, at least in as much as he's come out and been actually supportive of our regional transit system, even in the face of members of his own party trying to destroy that plan from Wake County. He said, as far as he's concerned, the state will be there for the Durham-Orange County part of the regional transit plan.
The poisonous climate in Washington, D.C., where political compromise is often rejected in favor of winner-take-all stances, is not only reflected in state legislatures, but sometimes in municipal government as well. Kleinschmidt experienced some angry battles in 2014, such as the Ephesus Fordham rezoning, that pitted people from within his own political spectrum against each other. He said he hopes that people can begin to understand that not getting everything you want in a political argument is not the same thing as losing.
I'm concerned that in 2015, Chapel Hill will adopt these more contentious, almost partisan conflicts that we're seeing in Raleigh and in Washington, where you are entirely a winner or you're entirely a loser.
Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The governor says he will talk with President Barack Obama today about getting the flexibility to shape a state-specific health care plan. McCrory spoke about his plans to hundreds of business leaders yesterday. McCrory says he will meet with the president in Washington today with other members of the National Governors Association. The Republican governor says the topics he wants to discuss with the president include being allowed to develop our own program. That's a quote. The governor did not specifically say he will discuss the kind of waivers to Medicaid regulations allowed some of the 10 GOP-led states that have decided to expand Medicaid under Obama's health care law. McCrory said he's open to expanding Medicaid coverage for the poor after a revamp to control costs in the $14 billion federal state medical program. And the governor says the legislature needs to act early this year to refresh North Carolina's economic incentives offerings because he lacks tools needed when pitching North Carolina to company executives. McCrory told the New Year's Business Economic Forum yesterday he wants lawmakers to develop a strategic incentive program with changes in a matter of weeks. If the state wants recent job announcements to continue, the legislative session is not expected to begin in earnest until January 28th. McCrory and then-Commerce Secretary Sharon Decker last summer unsuccessfully sought from the General Assembly more funds for the Job Development Investment Grant Program and for a new initiative to help rural areas land big companies. The governor told reporters afterward, at a minimum, a bill is needed for the cash-strapped investment grant program. Just a few days here into the new year, Chapel Hill has seen another incident involving a pedestrian being struck by a vehicle. This time it happened in Metamont. In an email, Metamont Community Association Manager Bill Farrell said a resident of the neighborhood was struck by a car on Monday just before 9 a.m. while crossing Sprunt Street on the Greenway Trail. According to Farrell, the individual was injured and transported to UNC hospitals. No word on the extent of the injuries, but they're not reported as life-threatening. The pedestrian was reportedly crossing at a posted crosswalk. Officials are reminding everyone that the law requires drivers to stop for pedestrians in crosswalks. That, of course, applies not just in the Metamont community, but all over the community at large. And in other news this morning, there was a presentation last night to the Chapel Hill Town Council.
So at this moment, the transit operations is not financially sustainable in the long term. So we've got to do something.
That is Bethany Whitaker of the transportation firm Nelson Nygaard. The town hired that firm to study the state's second largest transit system and to help make a financial plan for the future of the system. Chapel Hill Transit has about 100 fixed route vehicles. About 40% of the buses need to be replaced. We have some old buses out there. More drivers and mechanics also need to be hired. Whitaker said that in her presentation to the Chapel Hill Town Council last night. And, of course, she said all of that takes money.
Around $80 million over the next 10 years needs to be invested in the system, both for replacing vehicles, also bringing staff and operations up to speed. But this does not account for any growth in the system.
Funding for the Chapel Hill Transit system comes from the towns of Chapel Hill and Carrboro and from UNC. Chapel Hill Transit also gets federal and state funding. Federal funds have actually remained steady over the last 10 years, but because of inflation, are $2015 dollars and not worth as much as they used to be. State funds have decreased during this period. Whitaker listed five strategies to make the bus system financially sustainable. Number one, pass a tax to raise more money for area transit. Number two, reduce service. Number three, start charging to ride the bus. Number four, leasing, debt financing to purchase vehicles. Number five, require partners, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and the university to increase their funding. Council members offered different viewpoints on whether busing is too heavily oriented toward the Carolina campus and whether fares should actually be charged. Members asked Nelson Nygaard to analyze each option in greater detail to help the council make a financial plan for the transit system. We're entering the heart of flu season across the Tar Heel State. It looks like this year's version of the virus is particularly dangerous. That's caused some hospital systems to set limits on patient visitation. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more.
The Durham VA Medical Center is the latest to add their name to the growing list of medical service providers that are placing restrictions on visitors during the particularly heavy portions of the flu season. Duke Medicine and the UNC Healthcare System have also placed restrictions on visitors over the past few weeks. In all of the cases, the restrictions are aimed at slowing the spread of influenza. UNC Healthcare has stopped visitation from children under the age of 12 to any inpatient care unit. And at Duke University Health System hospitals, children under 18 are only permitted to visit hospitals or wards when there has been prior approval and only in special circumstances. Patients at Duke hospitals may also receive no more than two adult visitors at one time. The Durham VA has also restricted visitation from anyone under the age of 18. Anyone that is experiencing flu-like symptoms is also being restricted from visiting patients at any of the aforementioned healthcare facilities. And if you are experiencing symptoms associated with influenza, including coughing, sneezing, runny nose, or fever, you're being encouraged to contact a primary care doctor for an evaluation over the phone before visiting the hospital for treatment. The flu season has been particularly dangerous across North Carolina recently. During the 2013-2014 flu season, 107 North Carolinians died from flu-related illnesses, according to state health officials. This season shaping up to be just as dangerous. The latest numbers from the State Department of Health and Human Services report that there have been 40 flu-related deaths since early October. That includes a spike in the last week of reporting with 9 deaths the week ending December 27th. The flu vaccine has also been a major topic of debate this year because the main strand of influenza was not covered by the flu shot. You can still take measures to protect yourself from the flu. Doctors are still encouraging getting that flu shot if you have not already. While it does not guarantee that you will not come down with the virus, it does offer a higher level of protection than avoiding the shot. Officials are also encouraging you to increase hand washing with soap and warm water, and if you do feel that you're developing some symptoms of the flu, you're encouraged to limit contact with the general public, rest, remain hydrated, and contact your primary care physician. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL, we'll continue our look back at 2014, our WCHL year in review, with the number 4 news story of the year and the number 4 newsmaker of the year. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. In other news this morning, a North Carolina conservation group alleges in a lawsuit that the formation of the commission that developed fracking rules violated the state constitution. The lawsuit filed yesterday in Wake County Superior Court on behalf of the Haw River Assembly argues that the state legislature violated provisions separating the branches of government when it formed the Mining and Energy Commission in 2012. The lawsuit says the legislature usurped the authority of the executive branch by forming the commission as an administrative agency and then appointing 8 of its 13 members. The lawsuit asks that the commission's actions, including fracking rules headed this month to the legislature, be nullified. The commission's chair, Vikram Rao, said it would be a bad idea to throw out the safeguards developed by the panel. And North Carolina's top judge says he will keep working for the next 8 years to carry out his platform of court efficiency and timely justice, as he did in leading the state court system the previous 4 months. A standing room-only crowd of judges, 5 former chief justices, Governor Pat McCrory, and well-wishers of Chief Justice Mark Martin attended his installation ceremony on Monday in the courtroom at Supreme Court. Others watched video feeds at 2 remote locations in Raleigh. McCrory elevated Martin to Chief Justice in August when Sarah Parker reached mandatory retirement. Martin won his own 8-year term in November. He first joined the court in 1999. The ceremony also marked the first appearance by Sam Ervin IV on the 7-member Supreme Court. He won a seat back in November. WCHL News Time is 8:16, and time now for a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Or traffic, rather. We'll get to the weather in a moment. Traffic brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. Now, here's Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Looking pretty slow on 40 eastbound now. If you're traveling out towards RTP, expect to slow down right around Highway 54 all the way through 55. Looking at some slowdowns as well through downtown Durham, north and southbound on the Durham Freeway. Otherwise, it's looking pretty good out there. We don't have any reports of accidents, but if you see anything while you're traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
You know, I hate it when the phone is ringing like crazy when I can't answer the phone when I'm talking. And then when you get on and I answer the phone, they hang up.
Oh,
why does that always happen?
Dang it.
We have like 18 people here sitting in this room answering the phone. I guess maybe that's the perception of it.
It's our phone bank.
Maybe that's what it is. Hey, thanks a lot.
Sure.
And the traffic not looking too bad, but listen to the weather. The weather forecast is really going to be something else. This forecast is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn, and you're probably not going to like all that you hear. It is 29 degrees right now, mostly sunny, high today about 50. A little bit windy later on in the day. Now, tonight, partly cloudy and cold with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. Slight chance of sprinkles or flurries in the morning tomorrow. Breezy, much cooler. High tomorrow in the middle 30s, and then temperatures will fall into the upper 20s by the end of the afternoon. Temperatures going down. Gust, windy, up to 30 miles per hour. Wednesday night, clear and brisk. Our temperatures about 10. That'll be our low tomorrow night, and gust up to 30 miles per hour continuing. Wind chill values as low as 2 below. On Thursday, sunny and cold with a high only in the upper 20s, and those winds will continue. In fact, our wind chill values as low as 3 below in the morning on Thursday. So we have some really chilly weather on the way. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only 3 Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
And in news around town this morning, beginning this month, Chapel in the Pines Presbyterian Church invites you to its winter-spring Strobilus Arts Performance Series. Continuing its fall series of live musical performances, the winter-spring series features nine shows between January and May, beginning on Saturday, January 17th, that is a week from this Saturday, at 3 p.m. with a vocal recital by Kathleen Jasinskas and Charlie Hyland. It's open to everybody at Chapel in the Pines, located on Great Ridge Parkway, just off Mans Chapel Road near Cole Park Plaza. If you'd like more information, head online and visit strobilusarts.tumblr.com. On this Saturday, Free Spirit Freedom will host an afternoon of art and storytelling about the history of the Black Church in Orange County. The event is called The Black Church, Freedom and Civil Rights. It'll take place at the Witted Building on Tryon Street in Hillsboro, beginning at 2:30, with a photography exhibit featuring photos of historic Black churches in Hillsboro. Then continuing from 3 until 5 p.m. with stories told by members of Orange County's Black churches. Free Spirit Freedom is a local cultural arts initiative founded 4 years ago. Saturday's event is free and open to the public. As always, with all of our news around town stories, you can get contact information or just more information on the story itself or the organization itself by going to chapelboro.com and clicking on the news around town link. Now, WCHL Championship Sports starts with basketball. Number 18 North Carolina men's basketball team fell in a close one last night to number 13 Notre Dame, 71-70. Tar Heels now 11-4 in the season, 1-1 in ACC play. Not to worry, Notre Dame is awfully good. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on last night's game.
The Fighting Irish certainly lived up to their billing as the nation's top shooting team. Notre Dame came out on a torrid pace and eventually finished the contest shooting 46% from the floor and got 18 points from junior forward Zach August, who led all scorers. Despite the lights-out shooting from the nation's leading team in field goal percentage, the Tar Heels clawed all the way back to claim a 70-69 lead late in the contest. But from there, Carolina would rue missing its final eight shots.
Just extremely disappointed, and they're the best shooting team in the country, and they looked the part tonight. Now, they helped us a little bit at the end by missing some free throws. I think Steve said they'd made 15 in a row before that. And they made 10 threes to our four, but our club did give us a chance to make a play at the end. Just didn't get it done.
That was UNC head coach Roy Williams. As a team, UNC shot a 36.9% clip overall and knocked down a mere 25% of their three-point attempts. Junior point guard Marcus Page led UNC with 15 points, but missed the final potential game-winning shot with four defenders blanketing him. Page says it was frustrating fighting all the way back and not being able to put the game away in the clutch.
You know, it's tough when you're clawing back, and it's a one-possession game. Every stop is so hard to get that you have to convert a couple of those when you do get a stop, and we couldn't get a basket to go in. And that was the toughest thing, is we were getting the stops against them, which is really hard to do. We just couldn't get that basket and get over the hump.
Notre Dame senior Pat Connington got the hot hand in the second half, and it was UNC freshman Theo Pinson who provided a much-needed answer off the bench to a waning Carolina attack. Junior forward J.P. Tokido says the Tar Heels, though, especially the big men, still need to grow tougher.
Attack. I feel like, this is not criticizing my bigs at all, but, you know, we got pushed out of the lane too much. I would say, you know, post harder. I mean, we want to get them the ball. They know that. You know, everybody. I'm not just saying our bigs, but everybody has to change.
Up until late, the Irish hadn't missed a single free throw. That all changed when normally reliable Connington missed not one, but two. In typical Page style, he popped a three-pointer on the other end to change the momentum of the game. The Tar Heels trailed just 69-68 with 3:09 to play and were looking like a likely winner. But despite Notre Dame missing free throws the rest of the way, Carolina couldn't muster the offensive production they needed to get over the finish line. And when the buzzer sounded on a final Page three-point heat, it was over. Coach Williams isn't pinning much blame on Page, though. He says UNC got plenty of looks late, especially inside from Kennedy Meeks. But the Tar Heels were just unable to convert when it mattered most.
Kennedy had two looks inside, and that's where I keep talking about. He's got to get more explosive because he just didn't have that much lift at that point. But it's what it is. North Carolina missed the shots. We had some good ones and didn't make enough, that's for sure.
Well, thanks for that report, Matt Oakes, and that, of course, the voice of Roy Williams. Next up for Carolina is like jumping from the frying pan into the fire. Tar Heels have a matchup with number 5 Louisville coming up on Saturday when the Cards are in town. And Greg Barnes is with us this morning, Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina. And, Greg, what did you think of last night's game and the Tar Heels' performance against Notre Dame?
Yeah, you know, that's a tough loss for North Carolina. Notre Dame came out just red hot. And you really got to like what Roy Williams did in the second half. He changed up how they were guarding the ball screens, made some adjustments with his lineup. And that really allowed them to get back in the game. It really allowed them to kind of slow down what Notre Dame was doing. But ultimately, his team missed their final 8 shots. They missed 5 shots in the final minute and just were not able to get over the hump. As Matt said, they did take a lead briefly, but could not make that final shot to win the game. So a very tough way for UNC to lose.
Tar Heels actually played some pretty good defense in the second half, and as Roy Williams went small, our chance he's going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes here on his sports notebook today. But might we see that smaller lineup in more situations this coming season?
Yeah, I think so. That's one of the great aspects of this team is that they're so athletic, especially on the perimeter, that you can move J.P. Tokoto or Justin Jackson down to that 4 spot because, you know, J.P.'s 6'6", Justin's a little bit taller than that. And so you can have some length there. They wanted to go with the big lineup because Roy likes to use that size advantage inside offensively. But Bryce Johnson and Joel James really struggled to cover Notre Dame's perimeter shooters, so he was able to make the switch. The other aspect, too, that I'll add, Ron, is that in the first half, North Carolina was trying to go around the ball screens on the bottom side to help with the pick and roll. They were having troubles. Really switched that in the second half and really took away a lot of those pick and rolls that Notre Dame was beating them with early.
Well, Tar Heels have a real challenge coming up on Saturday against Louisville, but I would be remiss if I did not ask you about another story, Greg, because I know you follow this thing as closely as anyone, the Carolina football program. Just a few days ago, it was all over the blogosphere. Everybody was talking about Carolina had hired a new defensive coordinator, or was about to. Gene Chizik, who's the former head coach at Auburn, coached them to an undefeated season and national championship in 2010, but got fired 2 years later down at Auburn. And all the word that was coming out, everything that I was hearing and everybody else, I suppose, was that this guy was hired and he was going to be our new DC. And all of a sudden, that story has just disappeared. What's happening now? What's the latest?
Yeah, it's still a done deal. Gene Chizik has agreed to a 3-year deal, somewhere in the $750,000 a year range. So that's a big pickup for UNC. But what you have, this is a public university. You've got to keep your job open for so long, and you've got to go through a lot of red tape. And so, well, it has not been announced. I think everybody kind of will notice that it was announced during the playoff games on New Year's Day. That's when it was leaked to the media. And so that was kind of a public relations play to get some attention from Gene's side. It's still going to be announced. When it's going to be announced officially, not exactly sure, but it should be in the next week or two, I would imagine.
One thing that it kind of gets my attention is the fact that with Gene Chizik, during his tenure at Auburn, as I said, he was fired a couple of years after that national championship amid reports that his program was immersed in similar issues that have confronted Carolina since our NCAA investigation began in Chapel Hill over the summer of 2010. And that you look at that in more details, and there are just all kinds of things that are red flags as far as people wanting Carolina to hire somebody who is squeaky clean and is, you know, going to be able to move past all of this stuff that we've been dealing with.
Yeah, I think the primary thing for people to remember is that there's a big difference in being a head coach and being a defensive coordinator. From you know, every resume you look at, everybody you talk to, as a defensive coordinator, Gene Chizik is very impressive. He's had a long track record, coached under Mack Brown at Texas, under Tommy Tuberville at Auburn. But as a head coach, he just really had some issues kind of running that program. And as you mentioned, toward the end of his tenure there, he kind of lost control. You know, he was having to hire security to make sure get kids stayed where they were supposed to be with curfew, and really just kind of lost control. So North Carolina would not want him right now as a head coach, but Bubba Cunningham and the entire UNC admin has vetted him. They've asked those questions. He will get an opportunity to address those questions with the media as well, because a lot of people do have those same questions, and they're legitimate questions. But I think as a defensive coordinator, he's coming in. This is Larry Fedora's program, so he's going to have to be on his P's and Q's. And so I think North Carolina feels comfortable with that.
Of course, ever since this word came out, leaked by whomever, the ABC crowd, anybody but Carolina, has been, you know, trying to dredge all this up, and the media has come out with all these stories about what happened down at Auburn and everything. And it seems to me that that would be something that the university, trying to overcome all the things that we've been through, might be trying to avoid. And is there more serious vetting still going on, or is this a done deal, like you said before?
Yeah, I think it's a done deal. And there's two ways to approach it. You can kind of hide from it, and you can say, you know what, we're going to avoid any good coaches because there may have been some issues in the past. Or you can take a more aggressive approach and say, you know what, we're going to look behind all these little rocks. We're going to see what the issues truly were, not just what the media reported, but what actually happened. And I think Bubba Cunningham, with his history at Notre Dame, he's on top of things. They've got a very good setup with the NCAA in terms of the communication process. I haven't talked to Bubba specifically about Gene, but I imagine that they've done all kinds of investigative work to answer those questions. And like I said, Gene's going to have an opportunity to answer a lot of those questions, because he's going to get a lot of them. And so it'll be interesting to see exactly how he kind of relays what happened and kind of from his perspective. And so that should be interesting, to say the least.
Greg, I always appreciate your insights, and thanks for being with us this morning.
All right, thanks, Ron.
That is Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina, and following up on that a little bit more, Gene Chizik was hired by Auburn after going 5-19 in his last two seasons as head coach at Iowa State. The appointment was controversial because of Chizik's record, but in his four seasons at Auburn, the Tigers won the national championship. They had a Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback by the name of Cam Newton. You might have heard of him. He now plays for the Carolina Panthers, of course. Newton had been the subject of a separate NCAA probe over his father's involvement in his recruitment by several major college football programs, but was cleared. Now, the following season, Chizik went 8-5, and then he went 3-9 in 2012, after which he agreed to a buyout of the remaining years of his contract. Chizik stayed out of coaching for two seasons, working for Sirius XM Radio and ESPN, while being paid off by Auburn. In the wake of reports that he was headed for Carolina, stories of Chizik's unpleasant parting down at Auburn have been rekindled by the media and others. And Kevin Skarbinski, writing on AL.com, reported back in November that official and unofficial Auburn power brokers were told to back off from him, and that there were problems. In other words, they were warned. So we'll wait and see how all this turns out. But apparently, according to Greg Barnes, Gene Chizik is headed to North Carolina as the new defensive coordinator. Well, let's jump back, or bounce back, I should say, into basketball. Archansky has a few words to say about last night's game.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Going small almost came up big for the Tar Heels. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. When Kennedy Meeks went out of the game early in the second half after committing foolish fouls number 3 and 4, it gave Roy Williams a chance to do what he probably should have done earlier against Notre Dame, go small. The 13-ranked Irish start four guards and a forward with only one player bigger than 6'5". It's a lineup that gives most teams problems against their quickness, but Carolina could not take advantage of its size to create mismatches under the basket. And the fact that Notre Dame shoots great percentages from the three-point line and foul line becomes a real bitch chasing the Irish. That's where the Tar Heels were most of the night, clawing back to within 4 at the half and appearing ready to take control of the game with their height advantage. But when Meeks went over the back for his third foul and hooked a defender going to the basket for his fourth, Carolina fell behind by double digits as the Irish came out hot and kept on their way to making their first 15 free throws. So old Roy goes to a smaller lineup featuring freshmen Theo Pinson and Joel Berry and keeps only one big on the floor for most of the dramatic comeback that had the Dean Dome rocking and almost stole the game. Pinson had 8 rebounds in 16 minutes to lead the entire team, and thrice he cleared the offensive boards that gave Carolina another shot at the basket. That has been and will continue to be UNC's biggest weapon this season, since it is Williams' third straight offensively challenged team. Carolina made only one of its last 13 shots and did not have a field goal for almost the last 5 minutes. Fortunately, their defense cooled off the Irish, who missed four straight free throws and also got cold from the floor against the Tar Heels' best pressure of the night. The small lineup nearly pulled it out for the home team, but the dadgum ball just wouldn't go in the basket, even with three possessions in the last minute. Marcus Page, who was still struggling to find his offense from last season, went right down the lane with 4 seconds to play and missed the go-ahead bucket from point-blank range. That should have not happened, but his fellow Mighty Mites got Carolina close enough for it to matter. What a gallant effort for sure, but basketball is still a pretty simple game. Can't score, can't win. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by Franklin Street Realty.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, years ago you said it would be a good idea to end these spots with, why would you call anyone else? I thought at some point we should answer that question, but we never have.
Sammy, we answer that question every time we go on the radio. Why don't we spell it out in our fall repartee instead of bludgeoning people with football analogies?
I'm for that. At Franklin Street Realty, we put a great team on the field every day working for you.
Okay, enough. Let's talk about the real stuff like buyer agency. It's the fiduciary relationship that is possibly more important to us than it is to you. Our job is to help you identify the difference between a house for sale and a real opportunity, and to manage the details once the choice has been made.
Folks, everyone at Franklin Street gets this and is totally committed to it. And that's one of the answers to the question. Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Like most people in the area, I love Mez. It's not just that it's the most central place to meet people for lunch or dinner in the Triangle, but it is a great twist on contemporary Mexican food. It's delicious, fresh, and healthy. And without a doubt, the guacamole is the best I've ever had.
It's the favorites that keep people coming back to Mez. Simple, fresh, and reliable. What's your favorite? Visit MezDurham.com for menus and reservations.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt a Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Metamont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. This month, be sure to book a grooming appointment in January and you'll receive 10% off the session. You can also refer three friends to Wolfgang Grooming and your dog will get one free bath. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
One and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. With the UPS Store Small Business Mailbox Services, your business will have a real street address, package acceptance from all carriers, and the convenience of 24-hour access and call-in mail check. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware. 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at pitchlumber.com. Go Heels.
Adopt a Pet coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL, and got time for one quick story here at the bottom of the hour on WCHL.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
8:38, it is 29 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of about 50 with a lot of sunshine. It'll definitely get a lot colder than that in the next couple of days. You know, we have reached the end of 2014. As this new year begins, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. This week, as part of our annual WCHL Year in Review, we're continuing our countdown of the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 here in our local community, and today we're up to number 4. What do you get when you combine 6 inches of snow and ice with one of the biggest rivalries in all of college athletics? Snowmageddon 2014, a day that will not soon be forgotten. WCHL's Matt Oakes takes a look back at our number 4 news story of the year.
It's not going to get better, so folks who aren't, you know, wherever they're going to be to ride out the storm tonight, they should get there soon and just plan on staying there at this point.
That was National Weather Service meteorologist Nick Petro. Petro's advice was easier said than done. The storm came fast and furious around 1 p.m. Every flake of snow found its mark, and in less than an hour, the streets had turned into a wintry gridlock that had unsuspecting drivers trapped for hours on the frozen highways of the Triangle. It looked like a scene from an apocalyptic movie in some areas, with cars littering the sides of the roads and accidents clogging up main thoroughfares. Many were forced to abandon their vehicles and take to the streets, trudging along in the mounds of snow and ice. But this Wednesday afternoon in February was no ordinary one. The Smith Center was scheduled to play host to the Tobacco Road rivalry. The Tar Heels Blue Devils showdown, despite the deteriorating conditions, was still a go.
You know, people who have tickets for this game would be driving in all likelihood are not going to be able to do that, and that is very regrettable. But the conference policy is that if the teams and the officials can get here, we should try and play the game. As of right now, we're a go.
That was UNC Athletics spokesman Steve Kirshner. Despite the treacherous conditions, many folks were planning to risk it anyway to get to the game, even if it meant going about it the old-fashioned way.
Of course, now all as planned is snow falling in Chapel Hill. She said, well, it's not going to stop me. I'm elderly, but I will walk 4 miles to get to that game tonight. That's what she said.
That was former WCHL news director Rand Northam. A few hours later, though, at approximately 5 p.m., conference officials and UNC Athletics director Bubba Cunningham called it off. The Duke-UNC contest was postponed after the charter bus scheduled to bring the Blue Devils over to Chapel Hill was unable to get to Duke's campus to pick up the players. The game was played a week later, with UNC claiming a dramatic victory over its rivals. But it's that 12th of February that will have people talking for years to come, for a couple of reasons. For the intensity of a winter storm that comes around these parts of North Carolina only once every decade or so, and for the unprecedented chapter in the Duke-Carolina rivalry that was written without a single ball bouncing on the hardwood. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And, of course, our number 4 newsmaker of the year is Rashad McCants. And you can get that story on our website at chapelbrew.com and also hear it later on in the day. Keep tuned to WCHL throughout this week as we continue to count down our top news stories and newsmakers of 2014. And for the complete list, visit our website, chapelbrew.com. 8:41 at WCHL. Time now for Adopt-A-Pet, made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Every Tuesday at Wolfgang is Teacher Appreciation Day. So teachers, visit them in Metamont today for discounts on retail and grooming, plus a free treat with purchase. Wolfgang Chapel Hill supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt-A-Vet. You might want to pamper this pet that we have in here today. Kenya McClure is here from Paws Forever. Kenny, your voice has changed since
yes,
I talked to you last.
Yes, indeed.
Tell us about this cat that you have in your arms.
This is Tiny.
I think he wants to tell his own story.
He might be wanting to roll around on the floor or something. Tiny is going to be a newsmaker for you for 2015. How about that?
Oh, he might be, yeah.
He's coming in from Paws Forever.
Uh-huh.
He's, what? He's a 9-year-old, beautiful, a little pudgy, kind of cream-colored cat.
He looks a lot like our cat, Frank. I'm serious. He looks like he could be Frank's brother.
And he is a big favorite at Paws Forever.
Really?
He's looking for a home. He really is looking for a home. He, sadly, Tiny's humanoids got divorced.
Oh.
And they ditched him. So.
You're kidding me.
And his brother Tom got adopted right away.
Uh-huh.
But for whatever reason, people didn't take Tiny.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the sweetest thing. He purrs. 24/7.
And he meows a lot too.
Well, he's a little interested in exploring the studio, which he's doing right now. I hope for good reasons. I'm keeping an eye on him. Don't worry.
Yeah, really, I trust you. Tiny, man, that's such a sad situation when a pet has a home and then,
yes,
you know, family situations change and they give up the pet. I mean, I just don't understand that. Anybody could do that.
You know, what divorce, who knows what was going on.
Yeah,
but the
right.
good news is he is well-loved at Paws Forever.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of our hall cats. So Tiny is one of the cats that meets and greets people when they come out there. So
yeah,
he's wonderful, and he is super good-natured.
Yeah.
And purrs all the time.
Oh, he really
so
is.
I think of him as, he's like a little miniature therapist.
Yeah.
Because he just looks at you and purrs all the time.
Yeah.
You feel good about yourself talking to Tiny. So
hey,
I recommend him for any household.
If Katie McClure says that, you can believe it.
That's right.
He's a great cat, I can tell you that much. And he reminds me so much of our cat.
Yeah.
And
now, he's not a youngster. He's about nine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, he doesn't have very many teeth left.
Oh, really?
And he is on a New Year's diet. We'll see how that goes.
He can lose a few pounds like a lot of us could.
You know, he's done a lot better on his diet.
Yeah.
He's done a lot better. And he's getting his exercise in now, wandering around your studio.
He's meeting Nikki Morse at the moment.
Yeah, he is actually the most easygoing, good-natured thing. That's who we put in our hallways. We want the good cats to be meeting our new visitors, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Tiny's like our doorman at Paws Forever.
How do people find out more about him?
They could come out anytime we're open to the public and spend some quality time with him or any of the other cats, or the dogs for that matter.
Yeah.
They can also go to the website, pawsforever.org. I'm sure Tiny's story is up there on the website. And all the other critters are described. And even if you're not in the market for getting a pet, you can come out and just hang out with our animals and see if one suits you, cat or dog. We have three cat rooms. One is a kitten room.
Mm-hmm.
And we have laser pointers, so you can come out and play with the kittens with the laser pointer,
which is
very fun.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Even with Tiny, like to play with that, even though he's like
nine years old? He's playful. He's playful. Yeah. He's not, you know, rowdy. He's not like a kitten that's going to trash your house.
He's not out of control.
No. He's going to sit on your couch with you, stare at you, purr, and make you feel good.
He's kind of mellowed
that's
out.
That's Tiny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to have a picture of him on our website. I'll make sure he gets on Facebook today.
Fabulous.
And we'll have a link to your website, which is?
Pawsforever.org. That's the number 4.
All right.
Number 4.
That's right. And you need to get Tiny because he's ready to go to somebody's house and
stay
there.
And just a note, if anyone wants to volunteer, I am the volunteer program manager. We welcome volunteers at Paws Forever. So if anybody's making New Year's resolutions, they want to get more active, do some good deeds, volunteer at pawsforever.org.
And Katie,
we need you.
And Katie has a lot of fun doing this, and you will too.
It'll get you in shape too.
Thank you.
The dog walking especially.
Yeah, I bet. Thanks a lot, Katie.
Thank you. You guys have helped us a lot over the years. We really appreciate it. Tiny really appreciates being able to go on the radio. This could be the thing that saves him and gets him to a good home.
This will be a life-changing experience.
It could be.
Adopt a Pet is made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Every Tuesday at Wolfgang Teacher Appreciation Day, teachers visit them in Metamot today for discounts on retail and grooming, plus a free treat with a purchase. Wolfgang Chapel Hill supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet. Nikki Morse has a look at your traffic coming up next.
What do you do with a bag of jewelry that you've inherited and you have no idea what's real, what's not, what's valuable, what's not valuable? This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers, and at least once a week we help someone with just this problem. So we have started a service we're calling Heirloom Solutions. At no charge, we will help you go through your old or inherited jewelry and determine what is valuable and advise you as to the best way to maximize the return if you choose to sell it. If you choose to redesign any gems into a piece more suitable to your taste, our master goldsmiths and designers can help you turn the old and boring into the new and exciting. And our graduate gemologists can do appraisals on pieces you want to keep. So if you have a bag or a safety deposit box full of jewelry, bring it in. You never know what you might have. It will cost you nothing and could benefit you greatly. One client thought his mom's jewelry was all costume and ended up with $150,000 because it was all, in fact, real.
That's heirloom solutions offered by Grimble Jewelers.
Hi, this is Greg Overbeck for the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. We've been running ads on CHL for a while, encouraging you to support your community and dine locally. We wanted you to know that we'd obviously love it if you chose Squid, Spanky's, or 411 West every night. But when you decide to dine somewhere else, please choose one of the many fine, locally owned, independent restaurants in the area. Why independent? Well, chains spend their money back at corporate headquarters in Chicago or New York or L.A., but not locally. A recent study showed that locally owned restaurants reinvest in their communities at three times the rate the chains do. In the long run, the fact that local businesses do business locally leads to more resources for our community. Better schools, better teachers, more public services. You're not saving the world when you go out to eat, but every little bit makes a difference. So please, support your community and dine locally. Thanks again from the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group.
Why pay for dental benefits if you're not going to use them? It's time to schedule now to get your maximum benefits met by year's end. The Kennedy Dental Group is one of the few practices in Chapel Hill that files all claims from their office at 1721 East Franklin Street. Consistently rated among the best practices in the Triangle, the Kennedy Dental Group continues to be on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to kennedydentalgroup.com.
And one... And two?
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you this morning by Cruisers. And here, one more time, the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Looks like traffic volume starting to ease up a little bit. If you're getting ready to leave the house, you're not going to see too many delays remaining on 40 eastbound as you head towards RTP. Just a couple of slowdowns remain between Highway 54 and the Durham Freeway. And it looks like traffic is easing up as well on the Durham Freeway. North and southbound conditions just busy now between downtown Durham and the 40 access. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And listen, thanks for everything today.
Sure.
We'll listen for your news updates at the bottom of the hour throughout the day, and then see you back here bright and early tomorrow morning.
Or
unless
dark and early, whichever way you want to look at it.
As they say, God willing, and the creeks don't rise, and you never know.
Who's that? Who says that?
I don't know where that came from. That's a southernism. So, have a good day.
You too.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. It is kind of complicated, so listen carefully here, because it's not going to be all that pleasant. It's going to be a nice day today, mostly sunny with mild temperatures, high today about 50. It's going to be a little windy in the afternoon, but not so bad. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with a low down in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of sprinkles or flurries. Breezy, much cooler tomorrow. High tomorrow in the middle 30s, but then temperatures will fall gradually into the upper 20s by the end of the afternoon. Some strong winds gust up to 30 miles per hour tomorrow. Tomorrow night, we'll still have the winds. Clear skies. Low temperature about 10. Wind chill values as low as 2 below. Same thing for Thursday. Really cold weather. So get ready. It's coming. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 853 at WCHL.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T. Stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a...
No.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
It was fun being Michelangelo, but I didn't have a Geico car insurance. You might not believe that a guy who did the Sistine Chapel and some great sculptures would feel unfulfilled, but I never had a Geico, a company that's been churning out savings since 1936. That's over 75 years. Mamma mia! Did I just say that? So take it from a pro, Michelangelo, and switch it to Geico. That rhymed!
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
All right, 8:54 at WCHL. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz, and time now to meet today's WCHL hometown hero. And we were talking about animals just a few minutes ago, and this guy very likely to be hanging on every word when it comes to animals.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Bob Morano is Orange County's Director of Animal Services, and he's today's WCHL hometown hero. Morano is always urging Orange County residents to make certain that their pets are vaccinated for rabies.
Cost of a vaccination varies, to be sure. You know, our reference point for the cost of a vaccination is the low-cost vaccination clinics we offer, and when we do offer those, for a vaccination. It's certainly a low cost for rabies vaccination because it doesn't include some of the other costs people are likely to encounter if they go to a veterinary clinic, as we would recommend people do.
If your pet should come into contact with a rabid animal, you would have to get a booster shot right away. And if your dog or cat's vaccination was not current, then your animal would have to be quarantined.
This is certainly a very regrettable situation when folks have to make, you know, to contemplate and make such a difficult decision between a costly quarantine on the one hand or the euthanasia of a beloved pet on the other hand. And I think it is very much for that reason that it underscores the great value of rabies vaccinations for our pets. First and foremost, because they can be the difference between life and death for a particular dog or cat.
Orange County's Animal Services Center is an open-door facility and operates both intake and adoption services. They're open to the public 6 days a week at 1601 Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. And you can bet everybody who works there absolutely loves animals, including the director, Bob Morato.
Certainly, it's in all of our interest to obtain rabies vaccination for our pets to avoid that situation. And, you know, the cost to a veterinarian is well worth it. And as I noted, we offer low-cost vaccination clinics, and they are listed on our website. Or folks may call our animal control office for additional information at 245-2075.
Bob Morano, Orange County's Director of Animal Services, and today's WCHL hometown hero. Thanks for overseeing the pet population.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
He does a great job. 8:57 at WCHL. Do you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? Rather unusual word today. If you do, call me, tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it correctly. And if you're the first to do that, I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with the University of North Carolina Department of Family Medicine and Your Health Radio. Do you need help to understand health insurance on the marketplace? Join us at a free event on Saturday, February 7th, 9 o'clock to 3 p.m. at the University of North Carolina General Internal Medicine Department, 102 Mason Farm Road, Chapel Hill, where you can discuss your questions with the counselor. Call 919-966-2276, extension 238 for details. The number again is 919-966-2276, extension 238.
Weaver Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carrboro for 30 years and supports numerous local causes and nonprofits. Three of Weaver Street's agents, Gary Phillips, Jay Parker, and Don Basnight, are auctioneers and conduct charity auctions throughout the year. They call them at the Cornucopia House, Carrboro Art Center, the North Carolina Botanical Garden, Compass Center for Women and Families, Lerner Jewish Center, Ducks Unlimited, and the Chapel Hill Garden Club, among others. Don, Jay, and Gary of Weaver Street Realty care about our community.
Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate is a comprehensive support program for students in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. If you enjoy reading, going on walks, baking, or playing basketball with a child, then Blue Ribbon is the perfect opportunity for you. We're looking for volunteers to serve 2 hours a week for a minimum of 2 years. Contact Granville Johnson at 919-918-2170, extension 5. Blue Ribbon thanks WCHL for supporting our program.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Hey, before I get out of here, congratulations. Dan Murphy of Chapel Hill called in with a word of the day. Wayne Pond. Sarsenet. S-A-R-S-E-N-E-T. It's kind of fabric. And Dan gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Boy, it's going to be cold tomorrow. Today, actually pretty nice. Mostly sunshine. High today about 50. It is 30 degrees right now. It's going to be cold tonight. Mostly cloudy. Slight chance of sprinkles or flurries early in the morning. High temperature tomorrow in the middle 30s. Then they will start to fall. 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.